Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The news that the County Drug Task Force has made a large crystal meth bust last week and removed more than 2 pounds of the drug from local streets, it did raise eyebrows, particularly about the amount seized. Some updates now to the story. Officers arrested 37-year-old Eureka resident John Arthur Moreno and his 21-year-old daughter Amanda Cranston. Following a traffic stop near McKinleyville, other officers served a search warrant at Moreno's Eureka residence, and they found his 16-year-old son in the process of making hash. The juvenile was arrested as well. And officers managed to seize 300 more marijuana plants. Lieutenant Wayne Hansen, who heads up the drug task force, said the investigation at this stage could go in several different directions. Hansen says a bust involving this much crystal meth is a rare occurrence, and says that criminal acquaintances and Moreno's supplier should be getting nervous. Hansen also pointed out that since the bust, they have received tips regarding Moreno and his activities, and that's one of the reasons the task force issued a press release and got the name into the public to help gather information about related activities. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal single-vehicle collision that happened on Highway 299 Sunday afternoon. The 64-year-old victim failed to negotiate a turn in the road, went down an embankment, and struck several trees and suffered fatal injuries. The accident remains under investigation, and the name of the victim is being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. Reporter Dan Squire discusses how difficult it is for local law enforcement to enforce marijuana laws. Here's Dan with more.
Talk to any local law enforcement official about the underground marijuana black market, the enforcement efforts expended in investigating and enforcing state and local law, and you'll hear a lot of frustration. Sheriff Mike Downey is no different, pointing out that California has not revisited the 1996 vote to legalize marijuana for medical use.
There's no will to deal with the issue, and I think that is exactly where it needs to be. County of Mendocino comes up with a very unique, innovative solution, and now they're under scrutiny by the federal government.
The federal government still classifies marijuana in the same category as other drugs like cocaine and heroin. And despite the passage of legalization efforts in Colorado and Washington State, Downey said,
the states of Washington and Colorado, with the recent passages of their initiatives, which legalizes the recreational use of marijuana in public, there's going to be challenges. And again, that came out in the board meeting on Tuesday. The CAO, Phil Smith Haynes, was very clear to the board that whatever you pass, be assured that it will be challenged, that you will be sued.
A proposition to legalize the personal use of marijuana in California, Prop 19, failed at the polls in 2010.
Thanks, Dan. More KI in this news after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
Sheriff Mike Downey recently commented on the possibility of consolidating emergency dispatch services in Humboldt County. It's an action that can save resources and increase potential, as Chief Ken Woods of the Humboldt Bay Fire District knows quite well when the Eureka Fire Department was merged into the district. Woods says there are several questions and conversations that need to be had.
And we all need to get together and really talk about what, as we go forward, we envision for consolidated dispatch. Who would be doing that? What does it involve? How many different entities are interested in playing in that arena?
He says that consolidation has a successful track record.
There are plenty of examples out there of success stories. As with dispatch, as we found with fire, there are good models to follow, and there, of course, are poor ones out there that have failed.
If emergency dispatch services are consolidated, it will involve a lot of teamwork between many different agencies. The City of Eureka will hold a public town hall meeting tonight to solicit public input into the ongoing search for a new police chief. The meeting will be held in council chambers at 6:30 p.m. Participants will be asked to share their views on the qualities they want to see in the next chief. Focus will be on primarily the major law enforcement issues facing the city. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.